The last fully complete ice shelf in the Canadian Arctic has collapsed. The Milne Ice Shelf is at the edge of Ellesmere Island, in the far northern Canadian territory of Nunavut. The ice shelf, researchers say, lost more than 40% of its area in just 2 days at the end of July. Above normal air temperatures, offshore winds, and open water in front of the ice shelf are all part of the recipe for ice shelf breakup, the Canadian Ice Service said on Twitter when it announced the loss earlier this month. Luke Copland is a glaciologist at the University of Ottawa and was part of the research team studying the Milne Ice Shelf. "Cities are that size," he said. "These are big pieces of ice." The shelf's area shrank by about 80 square kilometers. By comparison, the island of Manhattan in New York covers about 60 square kilometers. The Arctic has been warming at 2 times the worldwide rate for the last 30 years. This year, temperatures in the polar area have been especially intense. The polar sea ice hit its lowest total amount for July in 40 years. Record heat and wildfires have burned Siberian Russia. Summer in the Canadian Arctic this year has been 5 degrees Celsius above the 30-year average, Copland said. That has threatened smaller ice caps, which can melt quickly because they do not have the weight that larger glaciers have to stay cold. As a glacier disappears, more bedrock is left uncovered. This then speeds up the melting process. A research camp, including instruments for measuring water flow through the ice shelf, was lost when the shelf at Ellesmere Island collapsed. "It is lucky we were not on the ice shelf when this happened," researcher Derek Mueller of Carleton University in Ottawa wrote in a recent online article. Ellesmere also lost its 2 St. Patrick Bay ice caps this summer. "It was only a matter of time," said Mark Cerise, director of the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado. Cerise and other scientists at the center had published a 2017 study predicting the ice caps were likely to disappear within 5 years. Scientists believe the ice caps formed several centuries ago. Their disappearance, Cerise said, was confirmed last month when NASA satellite images of the area showed a complete lack of snow and ice. Cerise studied the ice caps as a student on his first trip to the Arctic many years ago. At the time, he said, the caps had seemed like immovable parts of the surrounding area. "When I was there in the 1980s, I knew every square inch of those ice caps," Cerise said. "You have the memories. It's like your first girlfriend." Another 2 ice caps on Ellesmere, called Murray and Simmons, are also shrinking and are likely to disappear within 10 years, Cerise said. I'm Ashley Thompson.